Well, a man has come back with a renaissance in his rugby career deluxe. He's a man who has had incredible success as he recorded him earlier this year in Sydney. He's part of the training camp of the New South Wales Country Cockatoos. The New South Wales Country Cockatoos, his name, of course, is Richard Steele. Now, Richard, fantastic to see you here at the very much higher standard Santos Sentinel Rugby Grand Final, as Walker butchers an opportunity to score a try. But congratulations, what a fantastic year for you, you know. Dreams of playing for the Cockatoos again, and Warren Pym, it only took you 15 years, but you're able to get the job done over your good mates at the Caneville Rams in the Western Plains Grand Final.
Yeah, no, it was good. It's been a while coming from Warren, but yeah, we got there finally. We've been close for a few times, but we got there, and pretty sweet. That meant a lot to the town. Yeah, that's good.
Well, Greg White, we can now die happily, but of course you've got... when we had a chat, of course, you guys had rolled Canamble the week before in the first round by about 20 points, so it shouldn't have been a big surprise to anyone, but Canamble has had such a great season, and going up to the sports ground where the public seems to go for ever and ever and ever, it was just one of those, how was the day? It was just so close that the scoreboard reflected that, or you were just sort of able to do it and they came back, or they came back to you?
We got pretty lucky, actually. They played a pretty good game. Canamble, and we were probably lucky to get away with it in the end. Yeah, we didn't play our best. We played pretty well the week before, but didn't pull it all together on grand final day, so we were probably lucky to get away with it.
You've been part of the fabric of Western Plains for 10, 15 years. Has the actual quality of the competition got better and better, or is it about the same? Or, and that's likely to reflect on more blokes like you can pick for the Cockatoos in the future.
Yeah, I reckon the top four teams are really, really close, and the standard's really good, and then it sort of drops off a bit from there. But it's important for most of the teams to have second grades, which reflects in the top four, sort of having the numbers and then putting pressure on positions, I suppose. Yeah, so no, it's pretty good, the comp and the speed of it and that. I reckon it's pretty good. Yeah.
I think the encouraging thing is under the yeomans and the like, and all the other clubs are really climbed into getting juniors. And I do understand they get to about 10, 11 and 12 and go to boarding school, and some may not come back, but it's still something good to go and watch a little bit earlier than just lobbing in at 3 o'clock. And as you say, not having a second grade is not much good, but you know, apart from Canamble in the semis, everybody seemed to be able to get something together throughout the year.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's important. It's important to have a club stay first and second grade, and to have the clubs out there and come get all the families in, especially in a time where it's dry and drought and that, so it's important for the communities to have this. You see the turnout here today with Walker, you know, country town in a grand final, so well supported.
Master Walker is here, but how did you find the experience of being back with the Cockatoos? It must have been nice to put on the gold shirt and just mix through some fantastic talent that, doesn't quite get the big opportunity within Sydney, but a lot of guys are making the choice to stick it out here on the farms that are doing it really tough.
Nah, it means a lot, the Cockatoos jersey. To all of us, and yeah, it's been a while since I played, and it was really good to play again. The coaching staff are awesome, and all the boys in the team, we had a really good year. Shame we went down to Queensland country, but it was close, and it was a lot of fun.
I think when you go over the border, it's just one of those things where your IQ drops about 50 or 60, so I can understand why the Cockatoos may have lost, but still, you've got to come back over the border and cop the heat, man, because losing to the Queenslanders, oh well. But there's plenty of gracious people in Queensland, like Jay Schultz and Mick Jamison, and you know, so it's always nice to know at least when you leave Queensland you don't have to go back, which is good. But your thoughts moving forward, you've got a little bit of rain out of all of this time, or just really just need more, don't we?
Yeah, we got a bit of rain, and it's still pretty tough out west, but no, we're going all right, and hopefully we're not too far away from a good drink, you know, the whole state actually, so. Because it's a bit dire in some areas, but we're not too bad. Yeah.
Richie, fantastic! What a great year. Of course, Warren hosting the New South Wales Country Rugby Championships, back with the Cockatoos, and a premiership in the Western Plains. And the very best.
No, thanks very much. Good to see you.